This is James McElhinney speaking with Irving Petlin at his home in New York on Tuesday, the 13th of September, 2016, at 2:45 in the afternoon. The cat's playing with a wire.
Okay.
The microphone wire.
Okay.
It's okay. Transcriber can ignore that. I was reading your bio and actually a book that Doug Walla gave me of your pastels when I attended the Kyle Staver opening the other night. He was kind enough to give me the book, which I hope you'll sign. And I get the sense that you had a kind of an interesting childhood growing up in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And was there art in the home?
No. The family, the Petlin family that came to the United States from Russia, Poland, had no art in its history. It had one thing, and that was the male members of the Petlin family were cantors in the synagogue.
Mm-hmm.
Synagogue of Zabludov in Poland. Very famous wooden synagogue that was built in 1615, one of the oldest in Poland. The model of it is in the Metropolitan and in Yad Vashem, because it was such a beautiful Spanish interior. The early settlers obviously came from Spain. How they got there, nobody knows. And the Petlin family sort of were the cantors of the synagogue for many years. So that element of musicality was in the family, but no other
visual art.
Whatsoever.
But artistry of the musical variety.
The religious musical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, my father had no commercial experience and he had no commercial sensibility, became a factory worker in the United States. He couldn't sing in a synagogue. He was not able to support the family, became a worker in a cleaning and dyeing plant, taking out spots of fancy clothes. At that time, a terrible vocation because of the lack of any environmental awareness.
And chemicals.
So forth. Leaving the house every morning at around 5:30 or 6 in the morning, he would see me in the room I shared with my two brothers, the bedroom we three brothers shared. I would be drawing at the little table, and I'd see him go off to work carrying his lunch that my mother had prepared for him. And he characterized himself as the plank upon which we walk from the old world to the new world. He was the plank, he called himself. It was a modest but consistent pattern that he devoted himself to saying that we had enough to go on. And at a very early age, I realized that I enjoyed drawing more than almost anything else. And I drew the war, which was going on at that time. I was born in 1934. By 39, 30, 40, 41, I was drawing almost every day, and the subject was the war. There was a dreamlike subject that entered into the work, and that was the fact that on my mother's side, my grandfather had a ice wagon in the summer and a coal wagon in the winter drawn by a horse. He was one of the few people in Chicago who still had a horse and wagon delivering ice and coal.
Wow.
And I drew that white horse, Babe, over and over again. It was a sort of dreamlike